Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Abel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP. All right.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, it's the detail-driven divinations of the Mountain Goats.
You can make out all the exits from a static position. One quick walk around will give you all the relevant information. I'm never gonna break my neck falling downstairs. Tan and mustard yellow.
The Mountain Goats are a definitive independent band. John Darnielle has been releasing music under that name since 1991. He started out taping straight onto cassette with a boombox, and over the years has returned to that medium. Lo-fi for sure, but oddly high in emotional fidelity. He's also worked with engineers, in particular with Tiny Telephone's John Vanderslice, and is now equally comfortable with full studio productions. The band has changed over the years, too, but at the moment is a wonderfully cohesive group. Peter Hughes on bass, Matt Douglas on sax, keys, and second guitar, and Rockin' John Worster on drums. His latest is Jenny from Thebes, his 22nd full-length album, and it's available on Merge Records. A little side note here. The band is named after a line from this Screamin' Jay Hawkins song, Yellow Jacket.
Took a plane out Midwest to see my Uncle Joe. We ran into some real bad weather, ice, rain, and snow. 50 million bulldogs, 20 mountain goats, all gathered around at sundown to see my yellow coat. Hey now!
This song is from one of the cooler folk or blues genres, the bragging song. Think Mannish Boy by Muddy Waters.
Young boy, at the age of 5, my mother's child gonna be the greatest man alive.
Or 60 Minute Man by Billy Ward and his Dominoes.
Boogie here, girls, I'm telling you now, they call me Love and Dance. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60 Minute Man.
Okay, back to the question at hand. John Darnielle was into music from a young age. He is from Claremont, California, and when he was 12, he had a bully that would follow him home. So he started going downtown and going into the library or stores to avoid the guy. And if you're going into a store, why not go into the record store or Charles and Dorothy Chase's world-famous Folk Music Center? He went to school with their son, another musician, Ben Harper. The Folk Center had guitars hanging on the wall. John didn't know how to play guitar, but he knew some music from taking piano lessons, enough to figure out guitar chords from a chord chart. Fast forward a few years, and John bought an acoustic and taught himself to play at the age of 22. He was wary of folk music, recognizing that it was being exploited as a genre, and that there were many in the scene with, let's just say, financial goals, rather than any intention of safeguarding a tradition. However, he checked out an album by someone named Joni Mitchell, titled Blue. He credits it with changing his life, and calls it probably the greatest album ever made in popular music.
Just before our love got lost, you said,
I am as constant as a northern star, and I sit constantly in the darkness. Where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar.
Though they may be very different writers, in every turn of phrase and every poetic concoction to make it to a Mountain Goat song, you can tell that he cares about writing lyrics as much as Joni does.
You roared into the driveway of our Southwestern ranch-style house on a new Kawasaki, all yellow and black, fresh out of the showroom. Our house faced west, so the big orange sun positioned at your back lit up your magnificent silhouette. How much better could my life get? 900 cubic centimeters of raw whining power, no outstanding warrants for my arrest. Whoa, 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 the pirate's life for me.
Jenny from Thebes is a sequel. John returns to the small town which first appeared on 2002's All Hail West Texas to see what the characters there are up to. KEXP's Eva Walker asked how this came about.
Did you always know you were going to revisit this story, or did it stem from your own curiosity later? Did you ask yourself, what the hell is Jenny and everyone doing right now?
So it's much more the latter. I'm really resistive to doing sequels and follow-ups because it always feels like, you know, especially like doing a sequel to something that wasn't successful, that I'd be more likely to do, right? But like All Hail West Texas, when it was reissued on vinyl, that became like our first time hitting number one on the Billboard charts, on the vinyl chart. So I'm always very resistive to doing sequels to things that were successful because I don't want to be crass. You know, you don't want to say, oh, you liked this, here's some more of this. It sort of feels, you know, unclassy to me. It's like I don't usually do a part two and the characters get one bite at the apple and they're gone. And but I sat down at the piano one day and I just played a chord and I liked the progression I had. And the way I write is usually just to ad lib to the first freestyle, the first couple lines off the top of my head and see if anything comes out, right? If nothing does, maybe the whole song just goes away. But on this one, the first song I wrote for the record was one called Jenny 3, and the first line of it is Jenny was a warrior, Jenny was a thief. It just happened to fit into the, it came out of my skull. Mm-hmm. And I went, and that felt really transgressive to me because, like I say, I don't normally do that, right? It's like that's normally not me. That's fun, right? To do something that you wouldn't normally do. You know, I'm Catholic by disposition, so it's like I'm doing something I'm not supposed to do according to my own rules, right? So that's where the sweet part is. So I get to sort of, you get to break a, you know, transgress a little bit.
Jenny was a warrior. Jenny was a thief. Jenny hit the corner clinic begging for relief. Never thought we'd see the day when she wiggled free, but she did, long before we did.
For this session, John and the band played two songs from 2022's Bleed Out, a song from 2021's Dark In Here, and the first track from Jenny from Thebes. Here's The Mountain Goats, live on KEXP.
Yeah, let's do this, John.
I'm gonna rise up early every day, overcome every obstacle in my way, keep a secret chamber in my heart clean, polish every surface to a brilliant sheen, remain positive and stay on the grind.
Nobody here to sound the alarm. I'm gonna make you suffer. I'm gonna make you suffer. The first in line will receive the full brunt of the blow. Oh, I'm gonna make you suffer.
We're the Mountain Goats.
Jumping out of my skin, this tiny sector can't contain me. Suit up in a flash, slipping symbols bravely, bravely. Go where I'm not wanted. Stand where the light hits hard. Almost full grown. Drive home alone and listen to the slow parts. In a new universe, trying to find the mask that fits me. Shaking the curve, behaving as the beacons bid me. Silver strap to please the diehards. Let me dance till I die. Turn the volume up high and listen to the slow part. Alien ships from ancient realms, ageless captains at their helms. Yeah.
You just heard The Mountain Goats with the songs Make You Suffer and The Slow Parts on death metal albums.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with The Mountain Goats.
We'll be right back.
you again someday. Forget the ones you can. And laugh but there's lots of noise in the break room. Nasty points on the raft. And they're breaking into the broadcast now. Special update from Action News. Some of what you'll hear in the footage that follows may not reflect our station's views. We may run out of bullets. We're never gonna run out of hostages. There's disagreements on procedure. Vocal bitter divisions. This is often the case in situations like this one. I'll be the one who makes the final decision. Some of you have been here before, most of you have not. Some will dwell on the details in the future, or work to keep it out of their thoughts. We may run out of bullets. We're never gonna run out of hostages. If there's one thing I love, it's an infinite resource. If there's one thing worth loving, it's a surplus of supplies. On the rooftop, well, good luck to the team. When you know you'll never make it out alive, you kind of get to live out your dream.
And that was our live session with the Mountain Goats. You heard the songs Clean Slate and Hostages. We'd like to thank the band for stopping by. Shout out to our partner station WLUW 88.7 student-run radio at Loyola University in Chicago. If you enjoy Live on KEXP, keep an eye out for our newest podcast, The Cobain 50, which will investigate the late Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain's 50 favorite albums list. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. This show is produced by Julian Martlew and curated with support from Jackson Long and Isabel Khalili. I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.